Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this Christmas Eve comes from our gospel reading of Matthew. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Thus far the text. "Don't be afraid, Joseph." Easier said than done. Don't be afraid of what? The terrifying angel in a dream? The fact that his betrothed has went and got herself knocked up and brought shame upon him and his family? Or maybe the fact that Mary didn't really run around on Joseph after all, but instead, imagine this, within her womb, there's a baby conceived by the Holy Spirit. Which one of these is Joseph not supposed to be afraid of? I'm curious if he actually stopped trembling, if he was not the only one. Did she stop being terrified when Gabriel visited her and said the very same words? How about Zechariah in the temple or John the Baptist in prison? Did Moses not tremble in front of the burning bush or on Mount Sinai? Was Job as calm as can be when Yahweh came and gave him answer to all of his questions? How about Daniel in the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace? Tell me, how easy is it for the sinner to stop worrying and fearing and trembling and doubting? We give these saints of old a simple glance and assume that they had a faith that was unfailing all of the time, but I'm not so sure that it was. Why do I think this? Because I never stop fearing. No matter how many times God tells me not to be afraid. But surely Joseph listened to the angels and believed. We know that. He took Mary to be his wife, despite what everyone in town would be whispering behind his back. That fact is true. But it doesn't mean that he still didn't have any fear. Goodness, when he awoke that morning after the dream, do you suppose that his mind was completely and utterly at ease? His heart was as light as a feather. Or how about when the angel, the same one, came that second time and spoke to him in another dream and told him to flee to Egypt lest his baby boy be slaughtered by Herod? I doubt it. And I don't say this to speak ill of Joseph or to slander his name. Quite the contrary, actually. Joseph is a man in sinful flesh, and I know that sinful flesh all too well. He could not help but doubt and fear and wonder how it was that God was going to keep his word in and through all of this. And we sit here on Christmas Eve, hopefully with happy and joyful hearts. Hopefully it's just like that secular Christmas song promises, the most wonderful time of the year. Hopefully tonight will be that very thing for you, tomorrow too. Hopefully we can leave this place with all of our worries and all of our cares gone forever. Go about the rest of our lives trusting in the word and promise of our God that we don't have to be afraid anymore. I say hopefully with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. Yeah, we might make it to the morning. We might even make it to the end of this week, but sooner or later, this sinful flesh of ours is going to rear its ugly head again. Sooner or later, the cares of this world, the news on the television, the struggles with our family and friends, the diagnosis from the doctor, all of that, some of that, any of that, is going to cause us some deep-seated fear that we just can't shake. Sooner or later, that devil is going to start whispering in our ears again. He's going to be lying over and over. And we're going to find it that much easier to believe in him than believe in the Word of God. And what then? Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Fear is caused by sin, and sin rips us away from the promises of God, and it brings upon us that type of fear that causes us to hide away from our God among the bushes and makeshift clothing of fig leaves and pitiful self-righteousness. Try as we might to stem off fear, we can't do that any better than we can stop sinning. It's an inevitability that the sinner in us will succumb to. And then the devil begins his work against us, causing us to doubt all of the promises of God, causing us to doubt that do not fear word that he gives us this very night. It's terrifying to live in this fallen fleshly sin of ours. But perhaps that's the entire point of Christmas. Lost amongst the presents and cookies and Santas and out-of-town guests is the incarnation of our God. As good as all of those things are, and they are good, they are good and gracious gifts from our Heavenly Father. None of them can take away fear, and none of them can take away sin that causes fear. That's why it's good that we're here tonight. Better that we're here next Sunday and the Sunday after that. For we do live in this sinful flesh of ours that's trapped in this fallen world. We do live with our own sin condemning us and the shame of other people's sin marring our consciences. We do live with the demons working tirelessly to convince us that this whole Christian thing is just a sham and that we are left alone in this world. But isn't that why our God took on our flesh? Isn't that the whole point and the whole reason his name is Emmanuel and his name is Jesus? Isn't that the whole point of Christmas? Maybe Joseph was able to wake up with a perpetually cheerful heart, and maybe Mary was able to go about her life without any fear as well. But as I read the history of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, I think whisking away your family to Egypt for fear of your baby being slaughtered tells a different story. And then watching your son being crucified certainly brings a terror to the heart that no mother should ever have to endure. And yet the angel still tells Joseph not to be afraid. And his words are still words of comfort. No matter if Joseph is able within himself to fully heed them, for this child growing within Mary has come to save God's people from their sins. This child, no bigger than a peanut within Mary's womb, was still Emmanuel, God with us, was in the very flesh, God, one of you. Jesus came to save the world from sin. That was his sole purpose. The only reason why God left the glories of heaven and became one with his creation. Even there in the womb, his purpose was set. Goodness, all the way back in the Garden of Eden, when sin first threw this world into despair and the devil began to rage against the likes of you and me. Jesus born to die. He was born to take on the sins of the world. Joseph's sins, Mary's sins, your sin and mine, and nail it to the cross, right through his bloody hands, drive it right into his side with a spear. That's the reason for the angel's words, "Do not fear." For this little unborn baby has come to forgive sin, defeat Satan, kill death, through his life and death and resurrection. Was Joseph afraid after this miraculous dream? Probably. The sinner can't help but fear the things of sin and death and the devil. Go ahead. Just try it. Am I going to be afraid tomorrow or the day after? Goodness, the sinner in me is going to be afraid before I even finish this sermon. But again, that's the whole point of Christmas. That's the whole point of Emmanuel. The whole point of Jesus. The whole reason why we're here tonight. For in this fallen flesh of mine, I can do nothing else but fear. And yet that sin's forgiven. Fear and doubt. Jesus has the victory over them all. Satan's head is crushed and death is dead too. And it may not feel like it. And I still may wonder sometimes if this whole Christmas thing is some made-up story to make me feel better. That's why Jesus is Emmanuel. Why God is with us and his word proclaimed this very evening, right into your ears, sins forgiven. His baptism poured over your head until eternity. That's why his body is still given to you to eat. And his blood given to you to drink. What was won on the cross, what was begun in Mary's womb 9 months before that very first Christmas, what was promised to Joseph, what took place in that manger amongst cows and sheep and oxen, all of that is still given out to you today as sin still plagues you and death still kills you and the devil still lies to you. You may still be afraid. Goodness, the sinner in us will always be afraid. That's all right. For God came to dwell with sinners and to free us from our sin. Merry Christmas to each and every single one of you. Do not be afraid. But when you are, know that you have Emmanuel, that you still have a God who is still with you, that you still have Jesus, and he has saved you from your sin. In the name of Jesus.